This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. France saw countrywide rallies defending free speech and secularism on Sunday, while the government discussed a stronger response to Islamist extremism following the brutal killing of a French schoolteacher late last week. Thousands of protesters wearing protective masks assembled in Paris following Friday's beheading of middle school history teacher Samuel Petit, who was killed in a Paris suburb as he headed home from class. Nearly a dozen people are being held for questioning in Petit's killing, including the family of the suspect, an 18-year-old Chechen refugee. Police shot the suspect to death shortly after he allegedly stabbed and decapitated his victim. The incident comes less than a month after a Pakistani immigrant stabbed two people outside the former headquarters of the magazine Charlie Hebdo, the target of a brutal terror attack in 2015. The magazine had published cartoons of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials have condemned today's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism. They say most of the victims were civilians. The powerful blast also damaged nearby government offices. The head of the provincial hospital told VOA that a number of injured people are in critical condition, meaning the death toll from the incident could rise. No group has claimed responsibility, although the Afghan Interior Ministry has blamed Taliban insurgents for the attack. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other Sunday of breaking a new humanitarian truce in the disputed breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region just hours after it took effect. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres also spoke out against the hostilities. In a statement, he condemned all attacks on populated areas impacted by the conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory declared its independence from Azerbaijan in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union that sparked a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a ceasefire. That independence, however, is not internationally recognized, and the fighting that broke out 3 weeks ago has been the most severe since that original war in 1991. A decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran has expired despite objections from the United States. The embargo prevented Iran from buying foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets. Iran has heralded the end of the arms embargo as, quote, a momentous day for the international community, end of quote. The Trump administration, meanwhile, insists it has re-invoked all U.N. sanctions on Iran because of a clause in the nuclear deal from which the United States withdrew in 2018. The British government said on Sunday it still wants to reach a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union despite deadlocked talks. The UK had imposed a deadline of last week's EU summit for a deal, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was now ready to walk away and prepare for a no-deal exit after five decades of EU membership. However, Senior Minister Michael Gove said on Sunday he is still hopeful there will be an agreement, telling TV interviewers that the door remains ajar if the EU will change its position. The two sides disagree on the rules for fair competition, how these rules will be policed, and how much access EU fishing fleets will get in UK waters. Bolivians are voting today in a high-stakes presidential election that takes the place of last year's annulled vote. This election could determine Bolivia's democratic future as it struggles with a raging pandemic and a political protest movement. Former President Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous president, resigned and fled the country a year ago amid allegations that his claimed election win was the result of fraud. His ouster set off a period of unrest that has left at least 36 people dead. Today's vote is a do-over of that election. Once again, you can find more on our website for these and other stories, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.